Vayter and Shasra and Daf Kuf Dalad picking up a brand new Mishnah. We're going to see two statements and two machloksim. Let's take a look. Number one, Chalta b'layla of a person says chalitza at night. Chalitza tzikshir, the chalitza is good, says the Tanakhama. V'Rebbe Elazar post chalitza is no good. Bismol, what happens if the yibum was done with the left foot? In other words, it was on the left foot, the yibum was taken off. Chalitza tzapsul, it's going to be possible. Rebbe Elazar machshir, he machshirs it. Lema b'hakam ifli, says Gemara, let's say that this is a machlokus. The Mar Savar once says, makshinin rivim l'negayim, that we make a hekesh between a rivim and a nega. Mar Savar lo makshinin rivim l'negayim, we do not make a hekesh between the two of them. Now, what in the world is going on over here? A riv is a battle, is a fight. In general, we're talking about monetary issues. Negayim is nega, things like saras. So do we go out and compare one to the next? Why would you think that you do? Because it's a pasuk. If you think of Rashi, that is a third line, l'negayim, kol riv v'chol nega, devarim chaf aleph. So therefore we see that we compare these two, and this is the comparison. This is what we want to suggest. Let's say that this is machlokas. One of them holds that we are makish negayim, rivim and negayim, and as Rashi says, man negayim reisim b'yom, just like negayim, the reason you have to see a negat saras during the daytime, dechsiva v'yom heira osbo, af rivim b'yom, so to riv as the fight also has to be done during the monetary fight, has to be done during the day also, v'chalitza dinhu, the Govah Ksubas, and that's a din, because you are getting the Ksuba through this type of discussion over here. So when we say, Mar Sever Makshin and Rivin Lunagarim, that's a Relazar, and therefore he would say that just like Tsaras has been during the day, so to monetary things I also have to. But Mar Sever once says, Lo Makshin and Rivin Lunagarim, we don't make such a hekesh, and that's a Tanakama. And therefore, chalitza can even be done at night. So, as Gemara, lo, that is not the machlokas. Everyone agrees that you do not make that hekesh from one to the next. The machshinim, because if you did, then we'd have a problem. Because I feel Gemara din balayla nami lo. We know by dinei mamonis, as Rashi says, I feel Gemara din nami lo. V'anan tanan dinei mamonis. When it comes to the laws of monetary issues, danim b'yom, they do the judgments during the day. V'gomer v'layla, and they finish off the judgment at the nighttime. So, if you're going to tell me that you're making a hekesh though to the idea of negayim, then I feel a gemar din balayla namilo, you wouldn't be able to do such a thing because you can't do any negayim things at night. Therefore, clearly we don't go ahead and we're not doing it like that. Vahacha, but the machlokas over there. And that really what everyone says, we don't make a hekesh like that. Okay, so if you don't make the hekesh, the question is on Rabbi Lazar then. Vahacha, balkam, this is a machlokas. Ma'asav chalitza kitchilas din damya. One says that chalitza is like the beginning of the din, and that's Rabbi Lazar. It's like the beginning of the din. And we know the beginning of the din is not allowed to be done at night, only the end of the din is allowed to. Umar Savar Chalitza Kigmar Din Dami. One says the Chalitza is like the end of the din, and since it seems like it's the end of the din, therefore it's not a problem because you're allowed to finish off the din in the nighttime. Din of Mamadis. That's a Tanakama that you do in the nighttime. Now we got a story time. Rabbi Barchia Kitosfa'a Avad Uvda Bamuk Ovi Yechidi Ovalaila. So this Rabbi Barchia was a place called Kitosfa'a. He actually let a case like this happen of chalitza, and he used it. We saw earlier this thing called a mukus made out of felt. Rashi says, it's not from leather. And it was done by himself, and it was like only one, seems like one person, and a belayla done at nighttime. He let this happen. Amar Shmuel says to him, wow, kama rav guvre davik yichida. How amazing he is. Rashi says, Beloshon Ginayam, or he's saying sarcastically in a negative way. How great is his koach that he's going ahead and he's paskening like a das yachid. Now says Gemara, my kasha, or say, what you got? Shmuel, what's the problems here? Imok, if your problem is a idea of mok, stamatanya, that's your problem. You're saying that it's made out of felt, but stamatanya, we learned that this is a stam. We saw this earlier, that yesterday's daf, 2 days ago, that chalitza with this thing is going to be good. And laila, and if your problem is the fact that chalitza is on a night, stamatanya. We have a stam. It's actually a stam mishnah that basically says that it's actually good. It's going to be fine. You're allowed to do it. It says Rashi, laila stamatanina b'masnisen chalitzasa k'shera. It says that the chalitza is kosher. Ella, yechidi k'kashele. Your kasha is about the fact that it was a das yachid. More focused, pinpointed, that you did it by yourself. There were no other people that were there. You were the one presiding over it. Hey, how could you have done this by yourself? Rashi says, that's what we're going to see, that it was Rabbi Kiva. They brought a mice and he was a machshir of this whole shtickle. that we see there's only one Tana that says this. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Chalitza B'Shtayim. Let's say that we should do Chalitza with two people there. Oh, B'Shlosha, or with three. V'nim Se'echem Me'am Karu Apostle. What is Karu Apostle? Chalitza Se'psula, Chalitza is Apostle. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Sadda Mechshir, they Machshir, if it's two people. Or if it's three, and one of them is no good, there ends up being two. Umaisa, but that's coming to two people. We're going to see whether it's even one. There was one story about a person who did without anyone else, just a man and a woman themselves, and they did the chalitza. Bibei Sasurin was in prison. He bought myself Rabbi Kiva, came from Rabbi Kiva, the hechsher, and he machsher, he said that it was good. Oh, so you see, there's the yachid. V'amar Yosef Bar Menyumi, Bach takes out this sentence, and we skip, and we get to the words V'boi Sema. So we see right over there, that's the statement of where he was upset. You're going along with the Das Yachid over here, and that's the Rabbi Akiva. He's a great, great man, but I mean, what's going on? V'boi Sema, another answer, why he was upset at him, what happened? Sekul Anami Chidah Katani Lu. Really, every part of that, what you brought over here, was all said by Das Yachidim. The Tanya was linked to the Baisa. I'm Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi. Ani Re'isias Rabbi Yishmuel ben Elisha Shechalas B'muk B'Yachidah B'Layla. I saw him do chalitza with a muk, by himself, balayla. That's what he was upset about, the fact you're going with this, das yachid. Zuck the next part of the Mishnah, it said, b'smol chalitzasa, if you do it with the left foot, then it's going to be no good. Rabbi says that it's going to be good. My time in the Rabbanon, what's pshat in the Tanakhama, the Rabbanon, who said it's going to be no good. Amar Ula says, you know what the problem with the Tanakhama, what they say is, Yalfin and regal mi mitzora, we learn out of Gezer Shava, regal from mitzora. Rashi says, the Ksiv alboin raglo yomanis. If we do it in the regal, it's got to be on the right side. And therefore, it's going to be on the right leg. And therefore, when you put the dam on the mitzora, it's got to be on the right leg. Here also by chalitza. Mala, holland the yom is like over there, it's on the right. Afkan the yom, it's to here, it's to be on the right as well. In fact, Zakta Gemara, for Rabbi Elazar, lo yulif regal mi mitzora. You tell me he doesn't learn regal mi mitzora? Of course he learns this Xerashoah. The Vatanya went in a Braisa. That seems to say pretty straightforward that Rabbi Elazar Omer, Minayin L'Ritzia Shehi Ba'ozen Ayamanus. How do you know when you do Ritzia? That's when you take an awl and you bore the ear for the Eved in order to remain as an Eved. How do you know that's on the right ear? Nemar Kan Ozen. It says here Ozen when it talks about the Ritzia. And then Lahalan Ozen, it says Ozen also when you have to go ahead and Mitaher Mitzorah, Malahalan Yamin, just like the Mitzorah's Yamin, Afkan Yamin, so there's Yamin also. So you see that Rabbi Elazar goes ahead and he makes this Gzer Shava to learn out from the ears. So why should he make the Gzer Shava for feet also? And therefore you should say the Taka doesn't work. Says Gemara, Amar Vitzak Bar Yosef, Amar Yochanan, Mukhlefes Hashita, really switch the Shitas around. And that is say that the Chachamim, the ones that say, the Tanakhama is the one that say, that it's going to be good. And Rabbi Elazar says it's going to be no good. Rav Almarva says, no, Lilam Lotevich, don't flip it. Ozen Mufni. When it comes to going and learning out Ozen from Ozen, it's because it's Mufni. It's open on both sides. It's just open on both sides. There are extra words, therefore you can learn one from the next, and there's no problem over there. But regular Lotevich Mufni, it's not open to be learned one to the next, and since it's not open to be learned from the next, therefore you can't learn out one from the other. Or you don't learn one from the other, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar would say that you don't have to have it done on the right foot because you don't have the Gezer Shava. In fact, the Gemara, hold on one second, as we learned earlier, V'chila Mufni Mai Pirchei Ika. Even if something is in Mufni, it's not extra, you'd have to have a question on it to knock it off. What question is there, even if it's not Mufni? V'chila Mufni Mai Pirchei Ika. What kasha could there be to go ahead and knock off the connection? And if you don't have something to knock it off, then we would say that Rabbi Elazar would say that you have to do it on the right foot because we do learn out one from the other. Says, well, no, ikal mifach, you can ask the kasha, ma'ala mitzorah, shekein ton, eitz eres, ve'ezov ushni talas. We know when it comes to the mitzorah, you have to have eitz eres, you got to have wood from cedar, you have to have the hyssop, and you have to have the wool, the red wool. However, chalitza doesn't need any of that, so Rabbi Elazar therefore doesn't go ahead and learn the Gzeirah Shavah to learn out chalitza from mitzorah. And therefore, what does he say? You're allowed to do chalitza with the left foot. Okay, in the next mission, we're about to jump into a few different ideas. It's worthwhile to understand that there's a few different steps happens with chalitza. Step number one is that the yavama goes and takes a shoe off the yavam. Step number two, she says a bunch of psukim. And step number three, she goes, she spits. So now, what happens if you didn't do all of them? Chotz of Rukaka, let's say she goes and she takes out the Jew and she spits. Avalokara, but she didn't read the Psukim. Chalitzasa Kshera, Chalitza is Kasher. Rashi says, Dekriya Loma Akva, Dechsev, Kacha Yaseh. Beep, just look at the Rashi. We'll come back in a second. Kol Davar Shehu Maisa Ma'akev. Anything which is a Maisa is going to be Ma'akev. Dechik Siv Kacha. That's just dibur, that's just speaking, and therefore that's not going to cause any problems over here. What about if Karu Koko, if she read and she spit? If she didn't do chalitza, chalitza sapsula, it's going to be pasul. Clearly, we know chalitza is taking off the shoe. You didn't do it, even call that. What about chalitza vakar? Whatever you did, chalitza, you took off the shoe, and you also read the psukim. But of a lower kaka, you didn't spit. Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says, Chalitza Sapsula. He says the Chalitza is going to be puzzle. You're missing a big step. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chalitza Sakshera. The Chalitza is a good Chalitza. Beep, turn the page. Kuft out on the base. Rabbi Elazar affects a catch on Rabbi Kiva. Omer, Rabbi Elazar. Kacha Yaseh, but the Pasuk says, Kacha Yaseh, this is what has to be done. Right, and what does that mean? That means you have to do something over here. The spitting is part of the process. Kol Davashu Maisa Ma'akev. Anything that's a maisa is going to be ma'akev. And over here, this is a maisa, the actual spinning, and you're saying it's going to be Rashi says, or a kika maisa. That's a maisa. How could you say it's good? I'm a little bit this is back to him. Misham raya. That's your raya, because it says the lashon of kacha yaseh. Kacha yaseh le'ish. The whole pasuk says that it has to be done to the man, which means called over shu maisa be'ish. Anything that's a maisa with the actual man itself. But the spinning is not on the man. Rashi says, Chalitza maisa b'ish, chalitza sha'isha oseh maisa b'gufo. B'gufo sha'ish, la'afuker b'kika, delav maisa b'ishu. You don't spit on him, you just spit like in front of him. And therefore, there's no problem. That pasuk is not going to knock me off. Ha'cherish ha'neklats. If a cherish comes in and does chalitza, then what's it in? Chalitza, so ha'cherish ha'neklats. The achareshes, let's go through all of them. Acheresh anechlets, that is a cheresh, is someone who's a deaf mute. It goes into this chalitza. Acheresheh shechaltza, if the woman is a deaf mute, that, so the first one is that if you do chalitza on a man who's a deaf mute. The second one is acheresheh shechaltza, that the deaf mute is the woman who's doing the chalitza over here, and she's a deaf mute. Vecholetz is a katan, or let's say you're doing the case of Yivam, it's chalitza on a katan. Chalitza sapsula. In all of these cases, chalitza is going to be pasul. What about if you have the flip of a ketana shechalta? A ketana goes in, and she's the one who does the chalitza. Tachlots mishatagdil. She has to wait until she's got to do chalitza again when she becomes bigger. Vim lo chalta. If she doesn't do it, another one. Chalitza sapsula. The chalitza is actually pasul. Now about the dayanim, chalta b'shtayim. If the chalitza was done in front of two, oh b'shlosha v'nim sechad meim karu apostle. With three, and you find one of them is karu or apostle. So now basically we're down to two. Chalitza sapsula. The chalitza is going to be pasul. Bam bam bam. However, as always, we have a machlokes. Not always, but sometimes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan sound the machshir, and they say it is kosher. Story time. There was once a time when this happened. The person did chalitza, only the two of them. This is talking about in prison. And he says that it's good. He said this chalitza is good, even if there are no judges there. Okay, Zak the Gemara, back to the beginning part. Another said the kriya is the ma'akev, which means if the person did the chalitza, they took off the shoe, they spit, but they didn't do kriya. It's not ma'akev. The fikach ilim v'ilam is shechotzu. So therefore, if you have an ilim, which means someone's mute, if the man is mute, or an ilam is, or the woman is mute, Rashi says she'ina ilim v'ilam is shechotzu chalitza sankshira. That it should be. That means the chalitza is going to be good. Chalitza sankshira, even though they can't say the psukim. Says the Gemara, good Gemara. That's what Rava wants to say, but we have a kash in that. Tanam, we learned Tanam Mishnah. Chirish shenechlatz. If you have a chirish who's a deaf mute, he goes as chalitza. If a chirish is chalitza, chalitza is menakata, and chalitza is a psula. It's pasul. My time was spent as pasul. La bishum de lo b'nei kriya ninu. So if that's the reason, because the fact that I'm not able to go out and read, so then we should say chalitza by a person who can't speak also shouldn't be good. Says Maran, no, that's not the reason. The reason chalitza by a deaf mute. It doesn't work. It's Mishum Dala B'nei Dayanin, because they're not called people that have the proper state of mind. It says, going, Yachi, that's true. Ilim V'ilim Istami. We should also be able to go ahead and do an Ilim Re'lemis, so you're mute there and able to talk, because they're also not in the proper mind. Amarava, Ilim V'ilim is B'nei Dayanin. No, they do have the right das. Upumayahu Dekoivlu. It's just essentially their mouths are hurting them. There's an andarazach, and if there's something wrong, they're not able to talk, but they are bardas over here. So don't think that, so therefore we could say that taka, even though a person who's a deaf mute, chayrus, can't do this, a person who's just an elim could do it. In fact, the Gemara, v'hamar devei rabbi anai, fisheinu be'amar ve'amra. He's explaining that the reason why the Mishnah says that chalitza by a deaf mute isn't good is because they're not able to go ahead and say, he shall say or she shall say. So now we're going strong in this concept to say that if the chalitza of someone who's a chirish, who can't, is a deaf and mute, is no good because of the fact that they can't speak, then the chalitza of an elim shall also be no good. So what does it mean when Rava said what he said? The Gemara seems to say, good point. Elikiyat Marder Rava, when does Rava say what he says? Asifiyat Marder, it's going in the Sifa. And that is what? That Cherish and Nechlaatz, if you have a Cherish, who does Chalitz, done on them. That is, a man is a Cherish, and Shenechlaatz, Chalitz is done on him. Vacharisha Shechalza, or if you have a deaf mute, that the woman is one doing Chalitz, Vachaletzis Menachatan, or if you have this woman who gets it from a chalitza from a katan, chalitza is a psul, it's pasul. Rava says, Hashad Amar Kriya Ma'akva. Now that you came along, you told us actually saying it out is important, is necessary. Hashad Amar Kriya Ma'akva, it's going to be Ma'akiv if you don't do it, right? And that's what we say, this chalitza that of a chirish is going to be no good. Lefikach ilim v'yilemesh shecholtzu of a mute one. A man or a woman who does chalitza, chalitzasam psul is going to be pasul. Umasnisen kireb zera. Mishnah goes to Reb Zera. Umasnisen kireb zera. In the first part of the Mishnah, must be Reb Zera who says that chalitza is going to be good, even if the psukim weren't said. The Amar Reb Zera, kola roi lebiela, because he's of the opinion that anything that could be mixed, this is talking about the carbon mincha, kola roi lebiela, anything that's able to get mixed, then Bila, ain't Bila my Kevispa, Bila, whether you mix it or don't, it's not going to be messing it up. For Kol She'ein Roi L'Bila, but something which is not able to go and be mixed, is Karben Mincha, Bila my Kevis, then it will be Ma'akev. How does that apply over here? That is, whenever the Yavam and Yavama are Ra'oi to speak, then going in and speaking out the Psukim is not going to be good, not going to be something which is Ma'akev and not Ma'akev. At least you could be doing such a thing, but if you're not able to do it, then the chalitza is not going to work. All right, let's talk about spit for a little bit. Shochel Elav Udishmol, they sent the following idea. Yuvama Shirokika, if Yuvama goes and she spits, tachot, she has to do chalitza. That means to say, she goes and she spits where? If they bathed in tachlos, the nifselas aleim hibam, she goes to the courthouse. This woman's husband just died. She walks in. All the brothers walk in. And tachlos, she goes in. She spits. She's not allowed to do hibam anymore. She's got to do chalitza, because we're gonna see about it. But basically, we're scared that maybe she had kavana that this is what she wanted to be doing. So therefore, it's gonna be puzzle. Bechlal, this seems to imply the ifsalala me'achin, she comes a puzzle from the other brothers. Mani, who is this going like? Right, one right now she goes and she does the spinning. She Mani, who is this? Says the Gemara, Elim Rabbi Akiva, you want to say that this goes according to Rabbi Akiva. He said in a Mishnah that what Rabbi Akiva said, that spitting is not something which is ma'ake for chalitza. If that's what you want to say, that can't be. You know why? Because we look and we say, Hashto umabim makom mitzvah. The ikalameim are midi dehave a'emurim. Chilesnu lo ma'akve, v'chisnu ma'akve. Amar bekiva lo ma'akve. Me'achen ifsala. Now that we say that makom mitzvah, in a case where there's a mitzvah, where there's a mitzvah to go and spit to the Yavama, can do this, but do chalitza. The ikel memri midi, the hava amim aimurim. One could say that when the Yavam, being that the Yavam is right over here, then her spinning actually is pretty chashiv in order to make the chalitza, just like we find by when we burn the sacrificial parts of the carbon on the Mizbeach. That is what the chilestu lomakvi, if they're not there, if we don't have them, said, okay, then they're not going to be ma'akev to go out and eat the meat. V'chistu lomakvi. But if they are there, then the taka are going to be ma'akev if we don't go ahead and we don't use them. I'm Rabbi Akiva lo ma'akva, but Rabbi Akiva says that spitting is not ma'akev, me'achin ifsalu. From the brothers, you're going to say that the apostle? Of course not. So clearly, it can't be Rabbi Akiva. The Ella, the Rabbi Elazar. Remember what's on the table over here. We're discussing over here that the Shalchu Leilavu Dushmo, the Yavam Shibaka, if she spits over there, and the Tachlis she has to do Chalitz, and we're trying to figure out who that is. And we're going to say, well, it can't be Rabbi Akiva, the Ella, the Rabbi Elazar. Must be, we're going to say that Rabbi Elazar, who said that spitting is Ma'akiv when it comes to Chalitza. And therefore, we could say that if the Yavam spits without taking off the shoe, that is still going to ask it to all the brothers. Vahash, ne devar, ma matirin ninhu. Can't be, because these are two things that are shnei devar, ma matirin ninhu, that are mattering. In order to matter, to go out and be in the shuk, and she's done with this whole situation, there's two things that have to be done, taking off the shoe and spitting. Ushnei devar, ma matirin, if you need two things, ein mailin zeh, below zeh. You're not going to say that one thing is going to be good enough without the other. So you can't say it's everybody loves over here, that spitting alone is going to cause this issues. Can't be. Ella Kerebi, where Rama's grasping over, trying to find who it is. The Gemara says, oh, it must be it's Rebbe who backs up Shmuel. He is, we're going to say, he says, even one thing is going to allow it to go out and cause some sort of impact over here, even without the other. The time goes on the Braisa. Kivsi Atzeres, Ein Mikachin Alechem Ella Beshchita. That is, the Kivsi Atzeres are the things that are brought on the Keves that's brought on Shavuos. Lamb chops for dinner. So the lambs do not, they're not mekadesh. They don't become kadosh until, they're not going to be makdish the bread until they actually did shchit on them. Ketzad, how so? What are we talking over here? Shachtan l'shman, v'zachtan l'shman. If you did shchita on the kvasim, on these lambs, Lishman, and then you threw the dam Lishman also properly. This is everything is good and dandy. We're looking good so far. Then Kadosh Lechem, the Lechem becomes Kadosh. You got this double whammy happening at the same time, but double things happening. That's what? That you have the Shrita and the dam that's supposed to be put on the Mizbech in different places. Then the Lechem becomes Kadosh. Shachat Shelo Lishman, Vizark Lishman. What happens if you did Shchita not for the proper reasons, not Lishma, but you threw it down for the proper reasons? Lo Kadosh Lechem, and the bread itself doesn't become Kadosh. Shachlan Lishman, Vizark and Dam Shelo Lishman. What happens if you Shachta Lishman, but you threw the Dam Shelo Lishma? Kadosh Ve'enu Kadosh. Then it takes on the status of Kadosh and not Kadosh. Divrei Rebbe, he takes on the state of Kedusha and not a state of Kedusha. Meaning it takes on a certain level of Kedusha at that stage. And that's what? That once you do the Shechita properly, then the just that's all you do without even spritzing the dam yet, then the bread becomes Kadosh to the level that what? That there can become no good possibly bringing out of the Beis HaMikdash and you're also not able to be poed to them anymore. But you're not allowed to eat them because the second thing which allows you, that's the putting the dam, didn't happen yet. But those are Rabbi Shimon Omer, they say, Li'olam Eino Kodesh, it's not Kodesh. Achi Yishchot Lishman, Vizakam Lishman, until you do both of them for the proper Kavanas. So we see what Rebbe holds over there, and therefore we see also by Chalitza. He's going to say that as soon as one of the things which are done, meaning the spinning is done, then there's a bit of a change over there. And she's now no longer, she's going to be puzzled from marrying any of the other brothers, even though she's not allowed to go out and marry anyone else yet. Okay, my friends, we are going to step over here, but continue on tomorrow, Be'ezah Hashem, discussing this idea. Have a great, until then, we shall y'all a great, great day.